Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Cass. Chilling as usual with my boy, Father Tam. Tam, what's good, dope?
What's up? What up, player?
Chilling like a villain. Chilling like a villain, man. Hey, man.
Yo.
You know, we touched on it earlier, man. So, I guess, shit, we can get off into it because I know you had a real problem. Blogs you put on, you had a real problem today.
Yeah, man, I'm just tired of fathers getting bad raps, man. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times it ain't just the father. You know what I'm saying? The mother plays a big part in that too. Now, just because, you know, maybe he moved on, he ain't with her anymore, but now she bitter, she mad. Try to keep the baby from him. That's foul.
I agree. Speak on it, brother. Speak on it.
I mean, just in my opinion, you know, that shit is wrong. It really is, man. Because what about the mothers that don't do nothing? You know, nobody never talk about them. You will never hear nobody say nothing bad about the mom. It's always the father. Always a father. He need to step up to the plate. He need to do this. He need to do. What about her? What does she need to do?
I don't know. Well, we got somebody calling in already.
Well, let me speak on it.
Zane, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going on?
Not so much.
What's happening, Janae?
Hello, Father Tam.
Now, did you hear what I was saying? What's your take on it?
I only heard you talking about there are bad mothers, too, which I agree, but I didn't hear what y'all was talking about.
That's exactly. Okay, I'm talking about, like, Sunday was Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, you know, I'm on SinCity.Schools.com, got a little Facebook page, all that good stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
All I'm seeing is all this bad stuff. About fathers. They need to step up to the plate. They need to do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's Father's Day. Not one positive post.
Not one.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just the friends that I got.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my daughter gave me a nice post. But still, there was nothing positive on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of fathers, you know. A lot of my friends are fathers. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? We step up to the plate. You know, there are good fathers out there. You know,
yeah,
my thing is, these women, they get pregnant by these men, and they figure, okay, well, I got it. Now, when he decides to move on, maybe it's not working. You know what I'm saying? He ready
mm-hmm.
to move on with his wife. They hold that against him. Now, they go back and tell all their friends, oh, he ain't shit. He don't
mm-hmm.
do nothing for the kids. Well, maybe it's because of you. Maybe you bitter. He don't want to be with you. So you punishing him by keeping him away from his kids. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know, what it is, like I was telling my daughter, because she put a post on Facebook saying, I need a break, and if it wasn't for you, she put something about I regret you, and stuff like that. If it wasn't for you, I could have my weekends or I could be free. Because she has a baby. And I said, and who are you mad at? The father of the baby? Like, who do you regret? Because you can't regret neither one of them because you did that to yourself. Didn't nobody make you lay down with this man? You know what I'm saying? Ooh. What it is, they get mad. He's the same person he was when you first met him. He ain't changed. Ain't nothing changed about him. You chose to mess around with this dude. You got pregnant. He being exactly the way he was when you met him. I mean, that's all how I see it. So don't get mad at him. Don't get mad at the baby. It ain't nobody's fault. You just need to realize you made a bad choice. You made a bad decision and move on with your life. But people can't do that.
Exactly.
They want to get mad. They want to take it out on the child. They want to take it out. You know, they angry and stuff like that. I don't know what they expected. You know, what do you expect? You know, these are the people you chose. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly
That's
what
all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I tell people. Don't get mad at them. You made that decision. So what does that say about you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What type of person are you to deal with those types of people in the first place that don't take care of their children? You see what I'm saying?
Right. You know what? Okay. I got a question now. I got a question, too. Now, all right, now you got some people that usually, like, okay, they had a baby, you know, and this guy, he turned out to be a piece of trash. Now, okay, that's acceptable. That first go-around, I can see that being acceptable. But now you got people who, okay, this dude got four or five of them. And you still going to have a baby by him talking about he going to take care of mine. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but then you going to sit around and say, oh, this your fault? Come on. You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have no problem with what people do. If you're willing to take that chance and do that, that's fine. But don't complain about it when it don't work out the way you wanted it to. Because that was a choice you made. You knew you might be making a bad decision when you first did it. You ain't crazy. They don't be crazy.
Well, I mean, the shit just pissed me off. It really pissed me off. I mean, I left my post was kind of out there, but I was bitter as hell. I was pissed. Are you gonna keep talking about fathers? Like you know, like mothers are just the greatest thing that walked the planet. No, that's bullshit.
And I mean, I did see some, but I probably didn't see as many as you saw.
Oh, Actually, I went back and forth with this one lady. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I wrote it how I felt. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, it was a couple of curse words in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She wrote me back, told me, hold on, I'm going to say exactly what she told me. She said, you know what, father time, my dad raised us along with my mom. Nobody said anything about if you raise your daughter, then hats off to you. You're one in a million. Why consider yourself a dad, be dad when you're holding it down? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. No, that ain't the one. This isn't on here. She accused me. And then, she say, freeze on cursing. We grown. We're not children. You can't talk like an adult. You're another toddler. I'm like, come on, man. You asked me how I felt. I think that's how I felt when I wrote. You know what I'm saying? If you one of those mamas that they get down, I'm gonna tell you exactly what I said. Okay, the question was, how come black men don't stand up and raise their kids or some shit like that? Why there are so many black men that don't step up to the plate as real fathers? That was the question, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm reading all these posts by other women. No dudes on here. I'm the only dude on here, right? So I'm reading all these posts by other women, and they're just straight dogging them. One girl said that black men are like that because it's a generational thing. It goes from generation to generation. That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with that shit. That's bullshit to me. But I just told him, you know, I'm tired of hearing and reading that shit. You know, I'm going to send a father. I'll take care of my daughter. And I think they got mad because I ended it with I probably was wrong, but that's how I was feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, fuck all you good-ass women. Just because you don't want your nasty ass, don't make him a bad father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that may have been, you know, over the top a little bit.
Yeah,
that was a little bit. But after reading all the stuff that I'm reading, you know, I'm going from post to post, and I'm pissed off by the time I get to the end of the page, when it's my turn to write, I'm pissed because I read all this negative stuff. You know, what about these mothers? They get the welfare, they get the child support, they got their hair done, they nails done, and their kids looking like shit. What about them?
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? She got holy gym shoes on, but you got a Gucci purse. You got your nails done. You got your hair is just laid. You ready to go to the club.
Mm-hmm.
And your kids sitting up there with holy-ass shoes on. You know what I'm saying? His clothes are dirty, but you looking good than a motherfucker. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here, man, with that. That's some bullshit, man. But you want to sit there and talk about that, man. You ain't doing what you're supposed to do. That money's supposed to go to the bank.
Yeah.
I understand you got to pay the rent, the light bill and all that bullshit. But still, though, you got to buy the baby clothes, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you make sure you look, because I used to work at White Castle. I was an assistant general manager at White Castle. And around the first of the month, they always came in. They always came in around the first of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this. I did this shit for 8 years. I saw it all the time. Those women came in there looking good as hell. Their hair was laid. They got nice-ass clothes. They got some expensive-ass purses. And they got their kids with them. The little girl hair ain't done. All that kind of bullshit. But you want to say she got a fucked up father. What are you? She just as fucked up as a father. Maybe he's not in her life. Okay, true enough. He may not be in her life. But then why lay down and have another kid with this motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Because you want his ass. And then when he don't want you, you turn the kids against him.
Yeah.
Because he don't want your ass no more. But you're going to have four kids with this motherfucker. You know, and you know from the first baby that he ain't going to too much, you know, he ain't going to too much do what he's supposed to do. But you constantly have two, three, four kids with him. I don't understand that. I was using it. I mean, that's my point. That's all I'm trying to say. I mean, those pissing me off.
Well, I mean, I agree. I do agree.
I concur.
I mean, you come on, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about, dog. You know what I mean? I mean, now between me and you, we do what we're supposed to do. We take a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And then it take us years and years to undo all the negative shit that they said about us to our kids. When they were too young to really not know what was going on. Now we have to wait 10, 12 years before they come of age to where they can understand what's really going on and who's really doing what. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for those first 10 years, we ain't shit. We ain't nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Sperm donors.
Oh, yeah. We that's all we is. Sperm donors. We ain't shit. We ain't do shit for them. Fuck them. Hey, I heard it all. I heard it all.
That's bogus. That's bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? And then I got one for you, dude.
One day I was riding by. I see my daughter outside playing, right?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I got the fellas in the car with me. Yeah, we throwing back some beers or whatnot. So I see my daughter. I stop. I pull over. I say, hey, baby, you know, she run. I get out the car, give her a hug. I say, what you doing? She said, I want to go to the candy store. I gave her $3, dog. $3. I mean, she wasn't nothing but probably 5 or 6 at the time. I gave her $3. A brother who was like 14 or 15, I say, man, take your sister down there to the candy store. You know, by the time I pulled off, went around the corner, and her mama called me like, you sorry, motherfucker, you couldn't take her to the candy store? I'm like, what? Are you serious? Dude, she jumped in her car, trailed me. Me and her get into this big-ass argument, this big-ass fight. Dude, you already know. I went to court 2 years behind this. 2 years, because me and her gets into this big-ass altercation. She tried to run me over. I put my fist through her glass and damn it snatched her ass out of there. Dude, I went to court for 2 years behind this shit. 2 years. Oh, and even when we got there, the judge said, are you serious? He said, what? The judge said, how often do you see the kid? I said, I had a kid every weekend. She asked her, he said, do we have a kid every weekend? She said, yeah. He said, what day was this? I said, it was a Wednesday. I was riding past, and I seen my daughter outside, and I gave her some money so she can go to the candy store. He looked at her. He said, is this true? She said, yeah. The judge looked. The judge said, are you serious? So he takes care of this child. Yeah. Well, what's your problem? He should have took her to the candy store. 2 years. Dog, 2 years for me to get. Dude, I had to pay lawyers and everything to get the fuck out of that. 2 years behind that bullshit. But then they said we ain't right, I guess.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. This shit pisses me off, man. I hear it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, if, you know, if I'm messing around with a female and she got kids, now here she is in my ear talking about her baby dad.
Oh, man, don't you hate that?
I'm like, well, okay, what are you doing to try to fix the problem? You know, maybe it's you. Maybe you're the problem. You know, they tend to think that they're not the problem. They're the solution. But 90% of the time, when you're growing up as a kid and your father's not in the house, mom's always dogging him. My mama dogged my father for years. For years. He was a sorry motherfucker to us. That was his name. That sorry motherfucker couldn't come and get y'all. That sorry motherfucker this. That sorry motherfucker. We thought that was his fucking name. Sorry motherfucker. Because that's what she referred to him as. But as I got older, you know, I built a relationship with my father after I became an adult. After I joined the service. That's when me and him got a relationship. You know what I mean? Because, you know, before then, you know, we saw the motherfucker 3 times a year. That was my brother's birthday, my birthday, and Christmas. That was it. That's the only time we saw his ass. But a lot of that shit, you know, me and him, we sit down and we talk man to man. And I was like, oh, I want to know why you was never there for us. We only saw you for our birthdays and Christmas. What the fuck? And he said a lot of that shit, you know, was my mother. Which, you know, I'm looking at that as, okay, that's an excuse. But if you really sit down and think about it, the mothers play a big part in that, man.
They do.
Yeah, you gotta believe. You got a lot of mothers that do play that role, man. Just keep that shit going. You be like, God damn, it's crazy.
Yeah, it be there, man. You know what I'm saying? And we as kids, we don't know no better.
But I think it's hard on both sides, though.
But
seriously.
You know what? It's not if both sides are working together. It's easy.
Yeah, if they're both working together. Because, like, on my end, I can even say my scenario wasn't right either. Because I never talked about my kid's father or downed them or nothing like that. But I never pushed the issue with them seeing them either. So as far as my kids was looking at it, like, what we need them for, because my mama do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying? And I shouldn't have been that way either. There has to be, like, a medium, you know what I'm saying, that you come
right
to. Because I never, like, called them. I ain't harassed them. You know, we'll move out the state. They wouldn't even know where we was. You know what I'm saying? Because,
right,
you know, it was like a to me, I felt like I shouldn't have to call you for you to call your child. You know what I'm saying? At one point, you knew where we was living at. You knew we was here. You knew my phone number. They just chose not to call, but I never forced the issue. I wasn't that harassing type. But then, too, what did that tell my kids? You know what I'm saying? Do we even need a man in the house? You know, my mama do everything. She could take care of us. You know what I'm saying? It gives them that false thing about men, too. You know?
Right.
It's like
it's the wrong message.
Yeah, that's giving them a wrong message, too. Cause, so it's like a... I don't know. It's like a, I don't know. We have to come to some type of middle ground.
Right, but both parties have to want that. One can't
exactly.
have it if the other one ain't on board with that.
So
you know
it's
what I
not
mean?
Like, it wasn't like 10 years later and when they did start coming back into their life, I wasn't that type like, nigga, you ain't been here all this time. I never did that. When they did start coming around, I allowed them to see that. But I had to see that. That's more beneficial for the kids, for them to be in the kids' life. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you 100%. I think a child needs both parents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I can't teach my daughter about periods and shit. I don't know nothing about that shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? She needs her mama or her grandmama or somebody to talk to about shit like that. You know what I mean? Just
yeah.
like, you know, a woman can't really talk to her son. You know about, well, I mean, you can't talk to your kids about sex, but, you know, he'd rather hear that from a man's point of view because, you know, he's a man. Well, he's a boy.
Exactly.
Growing into a man.
Yeah.
So he needs that father figure in his life, too. But if it's just mom and mom playing both roles, then, you know, I don't think a woman can raise a man. I said that before, and I really, truly believe that. And I don't think a man can raise a woman. He's going to need help. He's going to need some type of female help because there's going to be questions that he just can't answer.
Yes, I do agree because my little boys, they are a little, it's like my girl's stronger than the boys. they tougher.
Right. I mean,
it's
on.
Like the roles reversed.
Okay, I'm going to give you a prime example. Give you a prime example. Well, not an example, but a scenario. Okay, you walk in, you catch your son jacking off. You his mother. He confused like a mother. I mean, you really can't, you can sit down and try and talk to him about it. But on a situation like that, he need another dude to talk to about it. You know, the first thing I'm going to say is, well, number one, you don't be getting caught. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Don't get caught, my brother. Hold that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, hide the grease. Don't just leave it out. Hide it. You know, but a woman can't tell him that because he's not going to feel comfortable with talking to a woman or his mom about getting caught jacking off. He ain't going to
be like, don't be getting that out on the sheets, man. You're going to have to go down there and watch them.
Right. He'd rather hear that from his uncle or his older brother or somebody. He don't want to hear it from his mom. Well, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's up? Welcome to Sin City. Who it is?
It's Breeze. What's up, man?
What's up, Breeze?
What up with you, man?
Chilling.
Man, you blowing father time out the box on that Furburger eating contest, man.
Hey. Your shoes are better than mine, I guess. You got better shoes than me.
Hey, man.
I don't mind losing that contest.
Damn, how you getting all them votes, Cass?
I don't know. The fucked up part is I voted for him. I'm still in the lead. I had no fuck that happened.
The way you should have set it up, man, you should have had two videos. You should have had you on video and Father Time on video. Then you had them watch the videos.
Oh, that's a good idea. I ain't scared.
We know you're not.
I don't give no fuck. All right, man. What's your take on the women dogging the fathers, man? I mean, you know, Father's Day just passed, and you know, I'm just seeing a lot of negative shit as far as these women towards their kids' fathers, and you know, I'm just fed up with it. So I'm just trying to put it out there.
That shit ain't new. Shit. You know, I look at it like this, man. You know, when our time come around, man, they be like, all right, happy Father's Day, you know, tie, screwdrivers, whatever. Man,
right.
It's like a national holiday. It's like a national holiday, man, for the women, man. So, you know, we don't get our just due off the top. Off the top is just already bad for us anyway. And then, you know, it ain't going to make it better, especially when, you know, you ain't got cats out here doing what they're supposed to be doing, man. And that's just the gist of it, man. You know, the majority are going to think because, you know, they see some cats ain't doing nothing for their kids, then, you know, it's mostly all of us. When, you know, we all know that ain't the case, man. I think
but that's wrong.
Can. I know. I know it's wrong. I know.
I mean, that boat.
We cast in that boat, man. It's like, shit, we didn't even get a chance. We didn't even get a chance to get off the boat, man. It's just like, here, nigga, stay on the boat.
Right.
You ain't got no reason to get off.
We've been condemned from day one. I mean, because now I was thinking, because that just goes to show you, like, on Mother's Day. I mean, we put up a post to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. We don't put up Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers except them old crackheads, some bitches that just stay kids in the motherfucking emergency room while they out getting high and tricking. And fuck them mothers that they be fucking while the baby's in the room and all that shit. I mean, we don't talk about all that shit, but all you have to see is...
Damn, I did that before, man. I did that before. That last statement you just said.
Right. Didn't we all? You know what I'm saying? But we still told them, we told them same women, Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, you're right. Without,
and that was it.
Without all the stipulations, without all that other stuff behind it, without, like, you know, you ain't gave me none about 7 months and all this shit. This going out to the ones that be dropping it off, you know, every weekend. This
right.
You know, we don't put all that stuff behind it, man. We just be like, man, way to be a good mom. But for us, it's like, these for the real niggas. These the niggas that really be doing some shit. These, you know, I was like, why y'all got to put all that shit? Why I can't just be like, Happy Father's Day, man?
Exactly, just Happy
right.
Father's Day.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I need to hear.
That's all you need to hear, man. But shit, we
not
come
all
with
that
shit.
Negative shit. You the know what I mean? And to be honest with you,
they are.
To be honest with you, I hate my daughter's mother, but I still find a way to say Happy Mother's Day.
You know what I mean?
Happy birthday. I can't.
Yep.
I don't want you to have a happy one.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say that anyway.
You know,
to let
be
you
like,
know that
okay.
I'm bigger than you anyway. Well,
right.
Fuck you. But still, Happy Mother's Day. Hope you have a good day.
You know,
right.
And he'll be like, I know you're a bitch. I know you're a bitch, and you get on my motherfucking nerves, but Happy Mama's Day. You know, it won't be all right. That shit. I'm trying to leave an impression also with my kids, you know, let you know that even though it's Mother's Day, we ain't got to hear all that shit. Just like when mamas be down and daddies, man, you ain't got to do that shit for real. Because your kids is the ones that going to have, you know, that's a reflection on how your kids going to feel about you, you know, when they get older.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, my mama always talking about my daddy ain't shit. He ain't shit. He ain't did this. He ain't did that. You know.
Exactly.
Then
you wonder why your kids fucked up.
Right.
They fucked up in the head. Your crazy ass. Just because he don't want you, that man still got the right to see his kids whenever he want. Because he don't want you, he can't see the kids. Because he don't want
right.
to be with your ass.
Dog, and a lot of them believe that. A lot of them believe it's a package deal. Either you got to accept me and the kid, or shit, you ain't going to be in a part of the kid's life.
Exactly. They do it all the time, man. And it's you know, I used to think, that it's the young mothers, you know, the 17-year-olds, the 18-year-olds.
Oh,
but it's
hell.
Not, man.
Oh.
It's across the whole board, dude.
Hell no.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. The sad part is the ones that 17, 18, they still loving their baby daddy. They still
hell yeah.
all the accolades. It's these motherfuckers age. Oh, fuck. He's up that motherfucker. He ain't shit. His mama ain't shit. His whole family ain't shit. Then turn around and be talking about, could you get little Jason some baseball gloves because he finna go to Alpha Little League? But then you sitting there telling them that, I mean, because, dog, it's bad. They would go to, they don't just say you ain't shit. They go through the whole family.
They go through your family.
Because if your grandma ain't shit neither. She don't want you. She didn't want you. She didn't even want you to be a part of it. She don't come. Bitch, you don't love her.
Hey, do y'all think that?
do y'all think that more also that, you know, we as men, we know how to cut emotional ties. We know how to cut, you know, not all of us, but a lot of men, we know how to cut it, man. We just like, look, I ain't gonna deal with that no more. But man, a lot of, you know, women, man, they deal with emotion. You know, they emotional creatures, man. So, you know, they carry their emotions with it, wherever they go and whatever they do. They always got their emotions with them, man. So,
Now, on the emotion thing, I look at it like this. Okay, we have a baby together. Mm-hmm. We ain't slept together in 10 years. Get the fuck over it. It ain't gonna happen. Just let it go. Let it die. I don't want you. You don't want me. So get, fuck the emotion shit. Get over it. Let that shit
okay.
go.
At least be cordial.
Right, but soon as she see your ass, soon as she see your ass, I don't know, might be a damn flashback, might be that time you pounded, banged hard that one time. You just can't let that shit go. I ain't gonna forget that shit.
Now I got to tell you this one, Bree. It ain't so much that. It's when you doing good, man. That's when they hate you, dog. When you doing good, they hate you. If you down and out, you looking at them, I'm going to tell you, the first thing they do, hey, baby, I'm down on my luck, this, that, and the other, and they look at you with this intent.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
They walk away from you.
Hey, dog, I'll give you a prime example. When I was with my baby's mom, put me out, right? You remember this, dog? You helped me move.
He slammed the door in my face.
Slammed the door in his face. He had nothing to do with it. He had shit to do with it. She slammed the door in his face. You know what I'm saying? And then, and this goes back to the emotional thing. I wanted to get closure. I wanted her to understand, you know, that we're not going to get together. You know, we'll never be back together again. You know what I'm saying? It took my daughter a few years to get over that because she used to play those little games to try to get her mom and daddy back together. It's just not going to happen. I invited her to my wedding. I married another woman. I invited her to the wedding, you know, for two reasons. Number one, I wanted her to see her daughter walk down the aisle. And I wanted, you know, to let her, you know, get closure. You know, we're not going to be together, so fuck it. Let's just move on with our lives. You been sabotaging my fucking wedding. Talking shit at my wedding.
I don't think I could have done that shit, though.
My mom said the same thing. No, don't you do that. I'm uncomfortable with it.
Right. That ain't a good one.
I just wanted to close. But hold on, y'all. We got a new caller in the city. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, this is Selena. I'm just sitting back listening.
This who?
I said this is Selena. I'm just listening. That's all.
Okay. Give me some input.
You said what?
Okay, do you have kids?
Yeah.
You have kids, right? Okay.
Yep.
Now, how do you feel about their father? Is their father around?
Yeah, he around. I mean, I say, like y'all just said, women have a lot of emotional ties and don't want to get over the fact that it's over. I mean, in my situation, that's how the baby daddy feel about me. But what I can say, he stepped up. In the past, 8 months as far as doing for him, but at the same time, he still got in his words, you know, I always be my bitch, and, you know, it's been like a couple of years, and I don't know, but, you know, as long as he's taking care of his kids, but even if he wasn't, you know, I never been the type, you can't see his kids, you know, that's cliche or whatever, but I mean, it works both ways. Men are somewhat more emotional than men in some cases. I mean, than women in a lot of cases.
Definitely right about that.
Yeah, but it is wrong for somebody not to let nobody see their kids. That's crazy. As bad as a chick would kind of need, you know, everybody needs time to themselves. So I know me, myself, I'm like my mama. She never spoke bad about my daddy, and he ain't did nothing for us. But whenever he called, hey, go, hey. He's going with his girlfriend, hey, whatever, bye. You know, he ain't going to hurt her, so, hey, bye, whatever. It wasn't like that, and the same goes with me. But in his man, you're going to always be my bitch, and I'll just be like, well, you know, we in different cities, so I thank God for that, for the moment anyway.
Right.
Hey, I feel you. I'm going to tell you, every time I see my baby mama's now, I mean, we're to the point we can't even be cordial. As soon as I see him, first thing come out.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
Oh, wow. See,
damn, what a grief.
Man, I don't help financially, but, you know, I got over that years ago because I knew who he was when I had him. So who am I to be like, yeah, nigga, you ain't helping me. I just got over it and did what the hell I had to do. But at the same time, I still wouldn't deny him being a father to him either.
And you know what? We talked about that earlier. Now, how many kids have you got with him?
Two.
You got two with him. See, we talked about that earlier, and maybe you can answer this question for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew from the first kid that he wasn't going to do right, why have another kid with him?
Actually, the first kid is his, but... Okay, let me tell you our situation. We
hold on.
1-800-JERRY. Hold on. Let me get this nigga on the line. Jerry, we got
this
situation. I'm about to smoke a blunt. I'm about to smoke a blunt to this motherfucker right here.
Well, blaze that shit up and sit back and just listen.
I am,
We were more or less friends for a couple of years before we even hooked up. Okay. So years went past. My son, my oldest son is 10. My youngest is 2. I chose not to deal with that other kid, daddy or whatever. He's not in the picture whatsoever. But since we're friends, you know, it's like, you know, it's, he basically said he don't want to hear nothing else about that other dude. He ain't been there. He the one been, you know, doing the father role for him. So, you know, about us being cool. Okay, well, it is what it is. The other one don't have no ties to him. You know, it was just, we wasn't in a relationship, but... Like I said, that's being cool, you know. Happy cool, so he daddy. Shit. Simple as that. But at the same time.
Simple as that. Simple
he
as
don't
that.
Have to.
No, we just
said
that. We just
it's fine,
just
but he's
jumping.
Not required because at the end of the day, I'm daddy to both of them because I take care of them. I do for them, but as far as, you know. He helped out or whatever, but, you know, I'm not going to knock him. I used to or whatever because, you know, we was kids. I never did it around my baby, but, yeah, we had a lot of problems. But, you know, we very grown now. I know I am, but, you know, shit,
okay,
he straight down the road.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. How many, you have 2 sons?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you as a woman, do you really believe in your heart that you can raise 2 men?
I don't think
not
so.
Two men. No, I
definitely don't think so because I had a very, very good mother, and she wasn't the type of the party type all the time or drink and drugs and all that. And the way my brother is now, you would think he got raised by a pack of wolves, but at the same time, he still has respect for his mother. But when it comes to other women, you know, he's like his daddy. He like our daddy or whatever. And it's a lot of him that, how can I put it, I think he hate my daddy for him being like he is or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
So in other words, Lynn, what you're saying is when it comes down to his mother, he got all the respect in the world. But when it comes down to just a female on the street, his mind thought.
No, he's not disrespectful to her.
Please pray for the soul of this bitch and fasten him in and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn our whole place. Amen. Amen.
Stop doing that shit. I was just saying, who the fuck is you? But no, I mean, he's not disrespectful, just that he just can't have one. He can't have one, and it's like they like wet clothes to him when he done, you know, and I just be sitting back looking. But then at the same time, when he see me go through stuff, it's like, man, that motherfucker do this. I'm going to do this. I'm like, but how can you say that when you just did the same thing? You know what I'm saying? Maybe I think that's the way shit go. But, you know, we think totally different when it comes to relationships. We think totally different, but at the same time, my daddy says, shit, you should have been the boy, too. I'm like, well, no, it's just that. I know nothing really lasts forever as far as with a man, so I'm going to chill. I don't cry over no man. I ain't did that since I had my first kid. I don't stalk a man. I'm just cool. I don't have men running in and out of my house. I'm not really into the relationship because I'm like real into my son's education. That means just seeing all the men he grew up around, but
My brother have two girls, and he's very good with them. So, you know, I appreciate that. So I said, well, maybe this is little cross to bear, these two little girls or whatever. But I don't
know.
Serena.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Serena. You can stalk me. I want to be stalked.
No, stalking not even in my, you know, I don't even get down like that. No, I ain't stalking nobody. I ain't doing that shit.
I got
that's
a
like a job you ain't getting paid for, you know? What?
I got a question for you. Did you vote on Cass and Father Time's poll?
No, what was the poll? No.
who eat the best pussy between Cass and Father Time?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I told these niggas they need to put videos.
I need to see their lips, I can tell you.
Hey, I'm from Missouri. I can show you better than tell you.
Oh, okay.
Look,
we're gonna
slow it down for a minute, y'all. I don't know what y'all in the mood for, some music or some spoken word. I'll let y'all pick it.
Music.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Selena. This one's dedicated to you, sweetheart.
Oh. That's my shit.
The beautiful Miss Kelly Rowe. Looking at you, baby, you got me inspired to becoming more than a motivational speaker. Yeah, a lifetime. Baby, I love the way we act so civil with each other. We can giggle with each other. We can nibble on each other when we make love. The way we be crippling each other. Yeah. Got me feeling like it really dipping me in butter. Ooh. Closing every door, now we closing every shutter. I'm loving every single thing about us now, especially how you want me to come and meet your mother. Baby, please make no mistake. Every single little thing about you, great. You know you already belong to me, baby. Yeah. But I'd rather leave it in the hands of fate. Mommy, know you motivate me to be your one-man team, willing to protect you, lay you down, and quickly taste your cream filling.
And when we're done. That you know what to do with this. Got you all tongue tied like ah. Girl, I'm a fool with this. You make me work harder when you say my name. Yeah, it's not over till I make you rain.
I got mind control.
Motivation.
When Kelly Rowe come around, I be quiet. But when she leave, I be talking again. Yeah. Shorty, be that motivation. I'ma take it there. You just give me your location. I got no more patience. Slow rotation. Keep it clapping for me, girl. More ovation. Got me doing shit. Girl, that body dangerous. Motivational speaker that uses body language. And I read it well, them other boys ain't literate. I follow what you saying, you ain't got the Twitter shit.
And when we're done, feel my leg, baby. And when we're done, feel your hands all over me, baby.
motivation. And every time it comes down, we'll go in a row. Motivation, she told me keep on going so she can keep on, keep on coming.
All right, y'all, welcome back, welcome back.
Hey.
Hey, nigga. Hey, nigga. What's up, man? I'm about to blaze this kush, man. I'm going to get back with y'all motherfuckers in about. How long y'all on?
We'll go off the, we on for the next 45 minutes, brother.
Next 35 minutes?
45, brother.
Okay, let me blaze this kush, man. I'm going to get right back with y'all niggas. I'm before then, I'm going to really get back with y'all niggas. But, hey, nigga, you need to come over to the crib, nigga, so and we can put some shit. I need to talk to you, nigga. That's all I need to say.
All right, brother. I ain't got no problem with that.
All right, motherfucker. I'm going to holler at y'all niggas in about 10, 15 smoke minutes.
All right, man. But now... Hey, Bree.
What up?
Hey, man, you on here calling me all kind of niggas and motherfuckers, man. I just got to tell you.
Let me work on my damn cues, nigga. Let me work on my cues for y'all niggas, you and Father Time. I got some cues for y'all niggas, too. Let's get back with y'all niggas.
All right.
Bring it.
All right, nigga. Love the show, though.
Thanks.
Hey, man.
Yo.
She said, when we done, I don't want to feel my leg.
She don't want to feel her leg. Shit.
You know how much fucking that is?
That is not.
She want to be paralyzed when they done.
I do, but I don't know about you.
Wow. I don't want to feel my leg. Yeah. But anyway, let me ask Janine and Selena. Now, neither one of y'all say y'all talk bad about the daddies, right?
Yes, that is correct.
To the kids, right? Well, what about to your friends?
Shit, my friends already know. So
yeah,
But don't you think the kid may be listening? You know kids ear hustle all the time. Because now he's doing it right now.
Well, you know what? Hey, they probably heard worse. So that means he shouldn't have been listening.
No. I mean, you should have been talking bad about it.
I mean, well, what the hell am I? I never done it. I mean, because like my mama didn't. When I got older, I knew what time it was. You know, I wasn't stupid then. So even if you don't say nothing, kids not dumb. They smarter than you think they are. So I mean, shit. Okay, sarah, sarah.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah,
and,
Go ahead, baby.
I really don't have friends, and the ones that I do, I haven't talked bad about them in a while. You know, in my younger days, yeah, you heard me cuss him out, pop him in the mouth, or whatever. But right now that my son is older, I don't even be around my friends like that, and I don't sit around, I don't have girls talking all that shit with a bunch of homegirls and all that. My baby ain't heard me say nothing about that man.
I was about to say, man, you know, a lot of times that as far as like us being like young men and whatnot, you know, when we're younger, when we're boys and whatnot, like you say, kids are not dumb. But us as young men, we turn a blind eye to a lot of stuff that our fathers do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You turn a blind eye to a lot of things that they do, and looking for that, like, okay, well, if I act like this, then maybe that won't happen. Or if I act like that, maybe this won't happen.
Yeah. But you know what? As far as my kid's father, he acts just like his father. He don't see it, but he does. He's told me, you know, that his dad, to look at his dad, you wouldn't think that he'd ever beat the hell out of his mother. And, you know, he always said he would never do that. But at the same time, you know, you just like him and the shit he used to do to y'all. And I just be having to tell him, you know, don't do my baby like that because we don't roll like that. Like, for example, I didn't know nothing about it, but his mother slipped up and said, yeah, I remember one time such and such and such and such got mad at each other, and he said, you not my son no more. So I didn't say nothing then, but I put him to the side. I said, don't ever tell my baby that. That's not what motherfucking game. Is you serious? And I said, you know, you got that honestly from your daddy. Don't ever play him like that. I said, shit, my daddy a crackhead, and he never played me like that. Shit, it was all about me whenever I'm around. I'm 31 years old, and when I'm around my daddy, it's still about me. But don't ever tell your damn child, you know, you ain't my son because you pissed off. Walk away if you get that mad, but over a game, and you know, it pissed me off real bad. And I'm like, you know, you grew up like that, and I hate that for you, but don't pass it down here because that's something like that to make me will say I don't want you around my baby. Now, that would push me to that point, but obviously he felt me. And another thing, when I say, like, he's emotional and won't get over it, he always likes to throw in, man, I miss the old Selena. Well, you know, I've grown since we were 16 years old, so you can't have the old Selena. The old Selena would have been, you know, did stupid shit like, you know, getting into it with chicks and all that shit. And, you know, he used to pull a little shit recently, and like, damn, well, why you ain't do this? I remember, man, you would have did that. I'm like, well, you know, for one, we ain't like that. And then for two, you know, that ain't even me no more. That's kind of crazy. I got kids, and I'm out here, you know, acting a damn fool. I'm grown, shit. So I'm like, damn, you think that much of your kid's mother? Like, I'm just any other chick that you were actually want me in the club arguing and fighting. I walk away, you know, and I thought that would turn him off.
Are you single, Selena?
I'm semi-single. I'm semi-single.
You semi-single?
Yeah.
Well, so basically, you basically look for something
single.
A little bit better. You look for something a little bit better than what you're in right now, right?
No, it's like we're not in a relationship. We just enjoy each other's company. I guess that's what you could say, because we're not really on a physical basis, but we do like each other's companionship a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, if you looking, I mean, the best I can say is like this. If you out there, you know, you may be looking to strive to find something a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm single, you know.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father.
Right.
I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your mother.
I swear, Pat, don't put throwing that shit on there.
Everything I tell you to do is
going to
be best.
Okay.
You know,
I'm single.
Who keep doing that?
I don't know. I don't know.
That one was me. But what you do? Okay, let me ask y'all a question.
Okay.
Your kid's father come pick the kids up for the weekend, whatever situation may be.
Mhm.
Okay, your child comes back and tell you, well, you know, my dad had a girl in the house on Friday and a different girl in the house on Saturday while I was in the back room playing the video game. They tell y'all this. Now, how do you approach that? How do you approach that father? Because you're going to call him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
I don't know. Because I didn't came, you know, he didn't had a girl over there and we all sat in the damn house. It wasn't nothing to me, but I mean, I don't know. I tell them shit, don't be, you know, I wouldn't bring all them girls around them, but I mean, who am I to stop them?
No, I'm asking, do you snap though?
I would just talk to him. The only thing I used to snap about where the kids may have overheard is when they did something to the child.
Okay, something like
what?
Like
if they promised them that they were coming and didn't show up, oh, that like, I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I would be all fine, because now I'm looking at my child. She's sad. She's crying. You know what I mean? Now, that I will go off in front of the kid. I couldn't control that. Right, because I've been that little girl looking in the window waiting on my dad. Mm-hmm. He told me he was coming. So, yeah, you're right. I've definitely snapped off on, you know, that. But at the same time, you can say where you ain't going, because I know when we was actually was the first time we was through, and his mother didn't want to tell me where he was at, but he hung with my cousin and I said, well, he in Small Farm. And I know the address, and I'm finna drop his son off over there. She got a daughter, they finna play together. And I knocked on the door, and I said he wanted to see his daddy, and I dropped him off. And I went about my business.
Hold on. Now, what? I mean, let me ask. Now,
what that
was because he was supposed to come get him, right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So now you
got. He was supposed to come get him, and I was talking to my cousin. I'm like, where you at? Over here at such and such girl house. And I said, oh, he going to say, you know, we are still playing the game. I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to bring that man over there. All right. And, hey, that's where it went. He know not to say nothing to me. What he going to say? No, he can't come over there. And, you know, I met the girl. You know, I looked around and met the girl. So, you know, hey, how you doing? And goodbye. She is.
I mean, because now what I'm saying, now I understand what you're saying, but you got some cases where, you know what I'm saying, you got women who, you know, it's spiteful shit. You know, I'm finna go drop the baby off over there right now just because. Come on,
now. Nah, I wouldn't do that. He was a big boy. I wouldn't just. You what?
I've seen it and I've had it done to me because.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because of spite. You know what I'm saying? My kids were younger. Out of spite because I got with somebody else. You know, I could be on my way to work. Oh, well, they staying here. No, wait a minute, hold up. Oh, you see, your motherfucking daddy don't want you. He don't want to keep you, but he going to go over there with
his kids.
You know what I'm saying?
A chick did that to me and her little baby daddy or whatever. And I don't, you know, I'm not really into I told him I don't want to meet your kids because we're not even like that. I really don't want you around my kids. But what had happened, she seen us at a restaurant and, no, she didn't even see us. A damn friend of hers did. And all he said was, here go the bullshit. So she came up there with her kids. Talking about your daddy up here with his new girlfriend. Go with y'all daddy. I said, it's not a problem with him going with her daddy, but just know if they come, you know, you can drop me off and go on and, you know, do your daddy thing because I don't want to interact with them because there's no guarantee I'm going to call you tomorrow. And especially if you got these whining ass kids that I really, you know, I got my own, so I'm not really into men with kids, to be honest. I mean, maybe it's selfish, but
wow.
I'm not.
Are you serious?
You know, no, I'm going to tell you
my reason.
I'm going to tell you my reason. Listen to my reason.
Okay, please
This has been the past 2 years, right? I met this guy, and he met me with my kids. So we talking on the phone. It was fine, but it was just I'm never wrong about nobody, and it was something about him that wasn't clicking with me. And what pissed me off, because he always asked, where your kids at? You know, why you keep asking about my kids? And there's so much stuff going on in the world. It's just I hate to say I don't go date nobody with kids. I'm just very careful with people with kids because I know I would get attached to them just so not to go there. I just, you know, that's just like one of my, I guess, little walls I put up until I'm comfortable around that person. I don't want nobody around my babies. So I just, hey, I don't want to be around yours either. But, you know, he just kind of freaked me out. You know why? It's like you saying, well, how your day been? You know, what you do today? Instead, like, you know, what your kids do today? You know, why do you keep asking about both, you know, about my damn son? What is wrong with you? You know, I don't even know your kids or whatever, but it just freaked me out, and there's just so much shit going on. I'm very paranoid when it comes to stuff as far as meeting guys and, you know, my kids or whatever. I don't do that, so, I mean, so don't take it like that. Like, oh, what you mean? She don't date kids. She got kids. No, it's not like that. It's just they kind of freaked me out. As far as, you know, meeting the kids. Before you get to talking shit to me.
If I met you, right? I met you. We talking on the phone and everything. Okay, I'm taking my daughter to the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you got a young child. And I say, hey, would you and your child like to go to the zoo? Your answer is no. Because we just met, right?
Right.
That's wrong.
Yeah. No, it's
not.
Nothing
wrong with that.
It's not
wrong with that.
kids cling to me. Kids, anybody who know me know I always have some, you know, I always have my nieces and I always have my little cousins and stuff. So I know that your kid, you know, not, you know, I know your daughter would cling to me just because she would feel that motherly or friendly or whatever. So I would hate to like her and then end up not liking you. And then, you know, that kind of confuses the child. So, you know, my dad, you know, my daddy, he's about me. Huh?
You don't love me.
I would love you. You know, I heard that song before, too. I didn't hear that song before, too. But I'm just, I'm serious. You playing, but I'm serious.
I'm serious, too.
Me. Kids love me. I don't know why, but they do.
Now, Janine, what was you going to say? I heard you say that's not true.
It's not true. I would rather want somebody to be honest than to get with somebody who has kids and treat the kids or don't, you know, do what they need to do with the kids. I would rather that person be honest. Everybody has preferences on what they're willing to deal with and stuff like that.
I'm trying to show you and your child, I'm trying to show you that, hey, I know it's a package deal. I'm willing to take you and your child out. That's why I asked you.
But it's really not a package deal, though, because, it's not a package deal because they're going to always be my kids. You have the option to always get up and go. And then where does that leave them? Them being,
Hold on. Wait a minute, bro. Let me just say this. This is the part where the females kind of get, you know, when y'all sit there and say, okay, well, they my kids and this, that, and other. All right, yeah, they your kids. But now if we get emotionally bonded to these kids and y'all constantly saying, well, these my kids, then, I mean, y'all looking at us crazy if we don't, Let me finish. I'm talking about long term now. Now, if we in this and you constantly telling me, well, these my kids. I mean, how in the hell, how can you expect this relationship to flourish if, okay, I'm accepting your kids, but you not letting me accept them? Because every time you're throwing up in my face that these are your kids. Now, if I step back and it's something that say, well, like you got boys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're just hypothetically speaking here. But if the man wasn't there and I stepped up to be that man and I'm doing this, that, and the other, and it's like, okay, I could be the man of the house when it's feasible for you. But when you feeling like, okay, I don't want you to be part of the deal, you throw that in my face. You got to know at some point.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying women in general.
No, I'm saying we're emotional bonded, and you're the man of the house. Okay, we're a family then. They're our kids. Yeah, of course. I'm just saying, you know, getting to know a person. For me, I don't even let a person know where I live if I plan on date. If I'm okay, the person, me, myself, the person that I'm fucking ain't always the person that I fuck with. Okay, I'm going to say that. With that being said, if I'm fucking you, you probably do know where I live. We're going to fuck you, you're going to go about your business. But if I plan on, if I'm digging you and I'm liking you, you're really not going to know where I stay at for a couple of months. Because, you know, you're going to court me. We're going to court each other. And, you know, it's just long term, and that's what it's going to be.
Hold on, man. Let me stop right now. How do you figure out which one is which?
If we're
just fucking, I'm going to know where you live. But if I'm the one, I'm not going to. How did you determine?
Because if we just fucking, I'm pretty sure you got somebody to go home to. So it's going to take about an hour or two. We're going to do us, and you're going to go home. So I don't have to worry about you stalking and, you know, worrying about what I'm doing because you got shit to do, too. You know, we just physically, you know, did our thing. But
you just met me, though.
No. I didn't say you just met me. No, because we just met. We're not going to.
No, I'm saying when you first meet somebody, how do you determine which one they are?
You have to meet them first. Hold up,
man.
I got to ask this question. All right, so you mean to tell me, now, I could be doing all the whining and dining, but Father Time the one that's fucking you? But I can't find out where you stay.
I mean, yeah,
hey,
because
man,
we courting.
I got it like that, dude.
We courting. We are courting.
Yeah.
Hey, Cass.
Huh?
That's how we play as role.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, Selena, I'm sorry. I'm going to be mad in the motherfucker. If I ever found out that, okay, wait a minute. Now, I'm sitting here. I'm taking you out. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And he's fucking you, and he just, I mean, he gets to fuck you and leave, but I got to sit around, take your ass out to dinner, wait on you a hand and foot trying to do this to show you that I'm a better man, and he the one that is, he the one fucking you.
Why would you be mad, though?
Selena, I got to tell you. If I walked in the door and you told me I like you, but I'm just fucking him, I'm pretty sure at the end of the day you're going to hear.
Your ass is crazy as motherfucking
hell. It's going to be a motherfucking problem. I'm sorry.
No, because that means that I like him, but I'm digging you. You see what I'm saying? I'm digging you, so I won't put that more.
Don't dig me. Just like me. Just like me. Like,
hey, dog. I like digging you. I like fucking him, but I can't stand to be around him. But I like being around you, making sure that you're comfortable.
You don't want to be around me. Well, that ain't right.
Okay, we don't have. Okay, let's say we really don't like each other, but when we get a buzz, it's all that freaky time. So it's like, I got to fuck. I want to fuck you, but you got to go. I want to be around you, but I can't fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I got to be around you, but I just can't fuck you. Cause that
nigga, you bullshitting.
Let's get off that.
Yeah, because I...
Don't be putting me on front like that ever. Don't do that no more, though.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm walking out the door. Me and Father Time both walking out the door, and he looking at me with a smirk on his face, and I know I know what he's thinking.
I whip pussy.
Man, you stupid. You got a motherfucking problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually, dog.
I wouldn't be fucking with buddies at all.
Not if we was even buddies. And even if, okay, let's just say, for instance, y'all sitting on the porch or something, I pull up and he say, well, hey, I'm finna go on the lead, you know what I'm saying? I see your boy here. I know he gonna walk past. I know what he thinking.
Pardon me a moment. Ha-ha! He's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually, dog, that's not what I'm thinking. When I walk past you, this is what I'm gonna tell you.
You ain't no player.
but that's when it comes back to you're not gonna even know where I live, because when I get to the point where I want you to know where I live, then you're gonna be the one I'm fucking and fucking with, and then it's a wrap for the one I was just fucking. You know, it was fun. We both tickled each other funny, and it's a wrap.
That was good. I like the way you cleaned that up. You cleaned that up.
I like
the
way she cleaned it up. But I gotta tell you this, Selena.
Can I help you, sir?
I don't care. I don't apologize for nothing I do. So whatever.
But goddamn, Selena, that ain't right for you to be fucking him, and I'm courting you like this. Oh, no.
Oh, please. Y'all Negroes do it all the time. But that's not my point. That's just where I'm at right now in my life. You know what I'm saying? I've been the girlfriend. I've been the sad chick. I've been the mistress. I've been the chick who, plays the little housewife, and I've been a little chick that go out with the nigga, but then he taking me home so he can go fuck some tramp bitch. So, shit, I'm going to do me all day right now until I meet that person. I mean, I'm not looking for a man. I can't even say I'm trying to look for a good man. I'm just trying to make sure I keep my status as a good woman when that good man come on deck. Simple as that.
God damn.
Understand me?
Girl.
Don't bullshit me.
I gotta give you applause on that one.
Thank you. I'm just saying. Y'all so funny.
That was pretty good. That was pretty goddamn good.
That, I mean, that was that, You know what?
You broke it down to you, dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, to the average motherfucker, he'd be sitting there like, yeah, okay, I understand.
Yeah, I know. They say they understand, but they really don't.
Cause I'm gonna
tell
you,
too.
After you finished all that, you like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Nope, and that's even better.
What the fuck?
They ain't got to understand. Just go with the flow. Be gone. Shit, I ain't going to make you stay. I don't bust out windows. You ain't got to worry about me looking for your ass. Hey,
I do.
I'm just talking about my business.
I bust out windows.
Well, if I feel like you one that busts out windows, I'll sniff you out in a hot minute. So don't even worry about that.
He over there knocking a line and out of it, and I'm sitting here with some flowers and candy. Hey, baby, ready to go to the...
Hey, man,
But hold up, though. You the one that get the foot massage and the, you know, the breakfast, you know.
I'm a person.
You the one... I treat him like shit, though, but you, I would give the utmost respect. Hey, baby, how you doing him? You know, I'll take him and be like...
Hold on, let me ask a question. Why you treat me like shit?
I treat him like shit because that's the way we both came at each other. Shit, text me, you know, get over here.
Yeah.
I text him. If I could text him, like,
he
come
really,
over here and bend me over. That's
really
not the nigga I want to be with.
He really getting treated like shit. He getting his dick sucking out in the mouth. Oh, yeah, he really getting treated like shit.
Whatever, man.
But you know why? You know why I'm getting treated like that, dog?
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
That's a goddamn fool. Y'all silly as hell.
That's why you getting the foot massages.
Right, you get the foot massage, the back rub, the baby, do you need anything? You know what I'm saying? Him, you know,
kick
that
country ass to the cave.
He gonna get to hurry up and get your ass out of here so I can go to sleep. But ain't no spending the night, you know. Bye bye.
Oh, what the shit? I'm spending the night. I'm sleeping on the couch. What am I doing?
Nah, we gonna lay and we gonna spoon.
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 We gonna spoon. Hello.
No, that's not what you meant to say. When she says. See, when a woman tell me we gonna spoon, this is what I tell her. If we both butt naked, you know, we laying in the bed, we just had a nice little date or something. She talking about, baby, let's just spoon.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Let me clear this up. Even though we're not sexing, I will be very intimate with the one that I'm digging on. Therefore, he ain't going nowhere, and he's going to know that he is the one that I want, you know?
My question going to be, the bottom line is going to be,
what's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Like, no, we going to spoon, and I'm going to kiss you on your neck and all that other good shit. And he going to be happy with that, and he going to sleep like a fucking baby. But if that ain't good enough, 9 times out of 10, he got a little piece on his head, too. So, shit.
Yeah, right.
It's a win-win-win. It's a win-win-win.
I'm walking out of here with my dick rock hard. I'm going to be mad in the motherfucker. I'm going to be looking at...
No, you wouldn't be walking out with your dick rock hard. Like I said, you would be very satisfied at the end of the day. So, I mean, you know, but when that 3 months up, I know whether you in or you out. So all them 3 months while we courting and shit, you know, I might fuck with dude every now and then. He'll be gone by the time I finally let you know my address is. So you don't got to worry about that. Feel me, though? You ain't got to worry about dude pulling up on site. Well, whatever. What?
If it's been 3 months,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, I like you and I want you. Now we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours. Wait, okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
Shit. That's a goddamn silly. 3 months is a long time. And, you know, I like, if I like you, I'm going to do my research. If I plan on bringing you around my kids inside my home. So I'm going to need to do some research. I actually want to speak to a couple of your old girlfriends. Want to know why the hell y'all broke up. I want to know your sister and them, how you treat them.
What?
I want to know, you know, yeah, for real. I'm going to need to know, you know, was you a fucking woman beater or, you know, did you, I don't know. You know, it's a lot of freaks out here, so it's a lot of research I'm going to have to do within them 3 months. I mean, honestly, to be honest.
My ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm going to need to know at least two of them.
Talk to my ex-girlfriend.
You damn right, yeah. She wouldn't know that's why I want to, what?
In the mortal words of my man Ice Cube.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
She wouldn't know, though. You wouldn't even know, and she wouldn't even know why I'm, you know what I'm saying, ask her. Y'all just happen to, you know, it'll be a coincidence. You know, it ain't hard to find out somebody's damn ex at all. So, but I'm just going to need to do a lot of research because, you know, I'm a single mother, and I got to watch who I bring around my baby. And that's why I've been single for the last 7 years.
Okay, yeah. Selena, you're losing me, baby. I mean, but
what?
You know, the dude is just fucking, he can come over to the house, right?
I mean, yeah, because, you know, if I'm just fucking him, we had to have known each other for a while. You know, of course, we've known each other for a while, and that's like a fuck buddy, you know. We've been doing this shit for years. You're going to always have that one person who you can always be like, man, come over here and drop something in me, you know, like that.
Well, if you want to sit there and meet my mom, my ex-girlfriends, you trying to talk to my cousin,
You didn't even hear me say moms, because me and mothers really don't click. We don't really click,
okay.
So I can pass
you
on the mama for
sister?
A while.
You talking to my sister. You grew to my sister about my ex-girlfriend. Now, me as a black man, after I find out all that shit, this is what I'm going to tell you.
Hey, where are the white women at?
And I'll be like,
to your left.
I'm not one of those women who got a problem with the brothers with a white girl. I ain't mad at them at all. Shit, I mean, hey, it's too many men out there to just be tripping off these white girls with these white boys. And up here where I'm at, it's a lot of nice looking ass white girls up here. Shut up. It's a lot of nice looking white girls up here. I'm up here in Indianapolis. These bitches up here ass is bigger than the average black girl, so I can see why half of these Negroes up here supporting their white girls. I don't give a damn shit, because I'm a good man at the end of the day, if that's what I want. I like black boys. I mean, white boys. Shit, I don't discriminate. Thank you very much. So, where the white women at? To your left. Go ahead. I don't give a damn. Ain't no sweat off me. Shit. I'm not prejudiced, racist. I ain't missing shit. Anything else, fellas?
You crazy as hell.
Hey, I'm crazy.
I mean, but you know what? If it worked for you, I ain't mad at you. Keep doing it.
That's nothing but reality. I ain't crazy. That's real. It worked for me.
And that's what I said. If it works for you, keep doing it. I ain't mad at you.
Nah, whatever. Fuck with me. We talking about Father's Day and shit. How y'all just come turning on me? I'll quit. I ain't playing.
I mean, but I'm off a man. I mean, lady, you got to look at it from my point of view. If I'm just a man that's doing the courting, I mean, damn, that was some low shit.
No, it's really not, though. It's really not. It's really not. I don't understand your point of view then, because I don't
know. You know what? I'm telling you, I would be cussing at you. I would be so mad. I'm telling you. I'll be walking out the door.
But you know what?
You my friend.
I'm very honest, too. I'm very honest. And if you say, ma'am, you know what I'm saying? You been fucking around with anybody? You know, I have to, you know, I'll tell you shit. And it's up to
most
you.
Women won't. Most women,
you
can ask a woman that question. She'd be like, nope, lying like a motherfucker. No, before you came over.
No, I will, because, you know, what's in the dark come to light. And at the end of the day, you know, and when you lie, you only lie to yourself, because if he asked you, then he already knows. So, Ain't no need in lying. And then, hey, if I don't got a ring on my finger, I'm definitely not lying. So what the hell I'm lying for? If I have a ring on my finger, I'm not going to be doing this shit anyway. But, you know, I'm definitely, you know, I lie. I ain't lying. I'm keeping it real. And a lot of brothers don't even like. They'd rather for you to laugh to their ass or shit. That's what it is. Well, I know a brother that'd rather for me to lie, and I just tell him the brutally honest truth.
Well, I'd rather hear the truth. Hey, man, but I feel for you, dog. If you don't, if you're the one that's spending all the money and getting nothing out the deal.
Okay, and
shit that hoe.
See, and that ain't even cool. That ain't even cool because, see, if we courting, I said we courting each other, so if he taking me out to dinner, you better believe I'm taking him out to dinner, too. You know, it's a two-way street. I don't have a problem with that. You know, taking the man out, I've done it, shit. So don't be trying to play it like, goddamn, she do. No, it's not like that. I'm just, shit, weighing my options and making sure I don't be the one crying at the end of the day.
Oh, so you going to make me be the one crying? Man,
nah, I don't
fuck all y'all.
I said, I stand you. Stop doing that shit. Oh my God, you stupid. Nah, you trying to make it say you trying to make a good thing sound bad, and that ain't even cool. I said we courting each other. I'll bring you flowers and candy if that make your ass feel better. I'll bring your ass flowers and candy.
Okay, so how long does it take him to see you naked?
It depends. Hey, he probably and that's another thing. He probably see me next before
never.
The 3 months is up.
Shit.
He probably
yeah,
see me next
like
before
that.
The 3 months up or never.
But
that's right.
Tell you,
never.
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you now. And you talking about I'm doing all this courting and all that, and you talking about he gonna be next. I'm gonna tell you.
I bet the neighbors know my name. Where you screaming, scratching, yelling, bet the neighbors know my name.
You can walk around buttoning. Oh, you want a pop? Y'all for the pop that
shut your mouth. Whatever.
I think that's wrong anyway. I mean, if you get butt naked in front of a man that you don't plan on giving him none, that's like
y'all retarded, for real. I mean, you know, that's fun. Shit, walk around
that ain't
a little
fun. Fun for who?
For
fun
you.
For who?
Like, and bend over and pick up the remote in front of them. It's like a little bit.
Hey, Serena?
Yes, sir?
Just remember this. If you ever do that shit in front of me, just remember this, okay?
You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Because you bend over in front of me butt naked talking about you finna get a remote. No, I'm running up in you.
I'll give you a naked feet rub, foot
real
rub.
Quick.
Hey,
I mean, that's what you want.
Hey,
you
talking about
you bend
naked,
over in front of me.
Oh, hey, timer. Go ahead, let her bend over in front of me.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
But then, you know what, I'm not a sex fiend or nothing, so shit, during the whole 3 months, you know, I'm probably just fucking with you. You know, I don't guess to have it. I didn't fuck one man enough for three lifetimes. So if I really don't have sex, you know, I'm cool with that, too. I'm not a fiend for it, but I'm just saying, every man that I fuck ain't necessarily the one I fuck with, you know, at the end of the day. I don't know. Maybe it sounds funny, y'all. It sounds quite all right to me, shit. Whatever. Out of here.
Oh.
Straight up. Y'all
trying to
make
don't
me
sound don't bend over in front of me.
I know.
You bend over in front of me and don't give me none? This is exactly what I'm going to be saying at court.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
Y'all retarded. Whatever, man. Y'all got me sound like I'm crazy or something, but it works for me. I'm not crazy. And I don't think I'm crazy.
Man, they're going to give you none. Then you expect him to just sit there with his hands in his lap.
All every woman really wants, be it mother, senator, nun, is some serious deep dicking.
I'm like, let me see that wood, boy. That's about it. Let me just see it, take a look at it. Maybe even put in a little camera phone. That'll be enough foreplay.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word.
And my word.
I don't break them for no one. You understand?
Well, I'm going to give you some free advice. Don't bend over in front of me. I might not be able to control myself.
You will.
Shit.
You will. And if you can't control, if you can't control yourself, I'll let out one of them good old farts on your ass.
That shit don't bother me. I can hold my breath.
Oh, my God.
I hold
my
breath like a
you retarded.
That shit don't mean nothing. I'd be like, do it again.
yucky.
I ain't said all that. You keep up that, yeah, do that. I'm going to be walking out talking shit about you.
Your mother sucks fucking big fucking elephant dicks. You got that?
And walking out the door.
I don't mind. Shit. Like, sit your ass down. I bet you ain't thinking about pussy right now. You just sit down somewhere.
Yeah, I am now, but it's a, you definitely right about that one thing. It's going to be with somebody else at that point.
Whatever.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you what. When bend over in front of me. I dare you.
Go ahead.
For me?
Make my day.
Me?
Yeah.
You said bend over in front of you? I will. Mm-hmm. Whenever I come close to you, come face to face with your ass, that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm like,
you
got to
be butt booty naked. You got to be naked,
not
man.
Not really. I promise
hey,
I don't.
Hey, check this out. Check this out.
What?
I'm sitting outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this woman came on her balcony, butt ass naked. And then looked at me. This shit happened yesterday. No lie. True story. She looked at me like, what you looking at? You butt ass naked on the balcony. What? You don't want me to look?
Nigga, you
bullshit. I ain't bullshitting, dog.
I do some shit like that. Hell yeah, I was sitting on my balcony. I done it. Shit, getting off work fast. I was sitting right there and have a drink. Sure would. Hell yeah, why not? It's
butt
your balcony.
Butt ball
naked, baby.
You about to meet the first black Spider-Man because I'm climbing my ass up there.
You was crazy. Oh, shit. Well,
I'm
let me go
up there,
next.
Man.
Oh, you out.
Shit.
And then
what?
I bend over, girl.
You ain't got to bend over. Shit, I'll bend you over.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. What'd she say? So what you saying? If he climb over there, he ain't gonna.
No.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'll tell you what.
I play Spider-Man.
If I climb over there.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
You were so nasty.
Hey. I didn't jump.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I didn't jump over from one balcony to the next, please.
That's great. All right,
you
y'all,
would have
seen
a whole lot of that.
We coming down, y'all. We coming down. Y'all know we're going to do the same thing tomorrow night. Same
and
time.
We will be here. All right, fellas.
You got your last... Hold on, dear. We ain't done yet. Janine, you got your last words?
Good show. I enjoyed myself. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Outstanding. Selena, you got your last words?
No. Just good show, guys. And it was fun. And good night. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Make sure you call tomorrow. We got something special lined up for tomorrow's show. So make sure you call
all
in
right.
Tomorrow.
I sure will.
You got any last words, dog?
Yeah, man. SandCity.Spruce.com, man. Hey, tell your friend. I'm trying to get this page done. We need some help, man. Need some more pictures, profiles, anything, man. We're trying to get this page jumping off. Support your boys.
There you go. Vote on the polls. All right, Charlie Adamly.
Everybody vote on that poll.
He beat me by a landslide.
like we're a lot different. It kind of feels like I'm on a whole different page right now. Feels strange, but I guess it's kind of like
I feel like I'm morphing into something that's so incredible that I'm dwarfing all competitors. Better get your girlfriend in check. It's psychological warfare. Endorphins I affect. Your self-esteem shatters his dialect. Comes blasting out the deck. She loves me. Surpassing you'd expect this sort of reaction from a yet. You strong arm. You fucking corny. You try to turn your charm on. Cause you just think you're Bishop the dumb one. But if you think that you're fucking with me, homie, you're on one. I'm cocking my head back like Ed Lover. Come on, son. She's on my Johnson. She brings my name up constant. Your boys are like she fucking with dude. She wants son. Oh boy, you better get a clue. She's on my dick cause I spit better than you. What you expect her to do? How you expect her to act in a sack when she's closing her eyes, fantasizing her digging her nails in my back to this track?
Good option to you. Ain't nobody who's as good as what I do. Fuck, 1 minute she loves you, the next she knows she's been stolen from you. Good option to you.
She's sitting there getting liquored up at the bar. She says it's quicker to count the things that ain't wrong with you than to count the things that are. There's a 7-disc CD changer in the car, and I'm in every single slot, and you're not. Oh, I'm the logo on that Dallas Cowboy helmet, a star. And I'm not about to sit back and just keep rhyming one syllable. Twist it up and watch them haters not give it up, cause they're just not good enough. But I'm not giving up till I get my respect, and I won't stop till I get enough, cause I'm not living up to my own expectations. Oh, that hate of alarm is sounding off, and Obama took the bomb for my name. So quit crying that I took your dame, homie, she's my dame. You sadly mistaken if you thinking that I'm not on my game. Poor and tame, just ain't been the same since the day that I came for. You wear your heart on your sleeve, I fought that white tank, boy, but you got a heart on for me. What you hollering my name for? It's your bitch on my dick, ain't my dang fault, man, I can't call it.
Good option to you. Ain't nobody who's as good as what I do. Fuck, 1 minute she loves you, the next she knows she's been stolen from you. Good option to you. Ain't nobody who's as good as what I do. Fuck, 1 minute she loves you, the next she knows she's been stolen from you.
It's like we're playing lyrical talk of war with your ear. You hear it, girl, come here. Put your ear up to the speakers here while I freak this world premiere, seducing her. Loosen up with a little freestyle that'll wait. Am I losing you? Am I making you look bad? Well, I got news for you, homie, you're losing her. Oh, wait, you don't like when I sit it fast. I'm trying to show out. Let me slow it down. It's still gonna be a blowout. You're gonna wanna throw out your whole album. Promise you to sit and try to salvage something to see. You can save any of it, punk, but none of it's fucking with me. Prick, you really feeling that bullshit? You think you're killing them syllables? Quit playing. These beats ain't nothing to fool with. They call me Fire Marshal. I shut the shit down. Your entire arsenal is not enough to fuck with one round. I am also the opposite of what you are like. You're a microcosm of what the fuck I am on the mic. I am awesome and you were just awestruck. She's love stricken. She's got her jaw stuck from sucking my dick. Oh, fuck.
Good option to you. Ain't nobody who's as good as what I do. Fuck, 1 minute she loves you, the next she